talking about hashtag everything. And I'm Kate Doherty, and this is my co-host, Keely Reger. How are you doing this morning, Keel?
Good morning, Catherine. I am excited to be here because I think we have a topic that both of you and I feel passionate about. But we're hoping not to make it too serious. But at the same time, we want people to understand it does have an impact.
Well, I think, yeah, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to do it in a fun manner because and understand if how you identify is different from this particular show, that's absolutely okay.
Good point.
But I want to be clear here. I think it's always good to have two opposing views or to present another side. Maybe not opposing is the right word, but another point of view, another perspective.
Absolutely.
And it was really interesting because for World Down Syndrome Day, there was this video put out, and I loved it. I loved the video. And it was called Not Special Needs. And it was fantastic because there was a young lady and she's like, you know, really, and she had Down syndrome. And she's like, what is this special all about?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, special would be if we needed to eat dinosaur eggs. Or special would be if we needed to wear a suit of armor. And special would be if we needed a cat massage every day. Or special would be if we needed to have a celebrity wake us up. It's a great video.
It is a great video.
You can just stick
it gives you a good laugh.
Yeah, stick it in the Safari search engine and you'll pull it up. Not Special Needs, and it's for World Down Syndrome Day. Put those in, you'll find it. But she goes on and explains, like, none of this is special. This isn't special. She's like, we don't need any of these quote unquote special things, dinosaur eggs, armor, cat massage, or a celebrity waking them up. What she said is, you know, we need education and job. And opportunities. And she's like, these aren't special needs. These are human needs. And I can't tell you how much I love this video, people. I really do. Because I got to tell you, I called Keely earlier in the week and I kind of had a rant. Every once in a while I read an article and it just gets me going. I don't know if anybody else out there is like that, but occasionally it did. And in this case, it was on, you know what? I'm going to wait a second on that, Keely.
Uh-oh.
Let's go, first of all, to what the definition of special is. She had me look this up.
I did. I was doing a little writing project and I looked the word up special. Kate, why don't you share that with our listeners? Because I was just blown away by what I read.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. It's okay. So if you look up special, the definition of, as an adjective, it means being better, greater, or otherwise different from what is usual. Exceptionally good or precious. Belonging specifically to a particular person or place. Designed or organized for a particular person, purpose, or occasion. Studied in particular depth. Used to denote education for children with particular needs. Denoting a group consisting of matrices of human determinant. And as a noun, it means a thing, such as an event, product, or broadcast that is designed or organized for a particular occasion, a dish not on the regular menu at a restaurant but served on a particular day, or a product or service. Anyway, I found it just really interesting that somehow special had all of these unique, better, greater, or otherwise different from what is usual. And the reason why I wanted to go back into that is because one of the articles that recently I read was why special needs moms don't fit in. And first of all, if you identify as a special needs mom, that is your choice to identify in that way. I have to say, I don't. Because for me, I am a parent and I'm so excited and proud, but each of my children, and Keely and I have had this conversation multiple times, each of my kids bring with them a different and unique situation, personality, perspective. There isn't anything that I do or have done other than choose to get up every morning and be their parent. And that doesn't in any way, shape, or form make what I'm doing special. Does that make sense?
No, you're parenting.
I'm parenting. And parenting is a choice. We just had that great show on foster care with the Dameron family and Judge Rachel Bringer Shepherd. And so parenting in and of itself, it is a choice.
You can have kids and choose not to parent.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, and that's a whole nother discussion. But yes, each of my kids are unique.
Yeah.
They are different. And that's where Kate and I were kind of talking about. It's okay to be different. We both of us don't really, we've always said we're kind of that square peg trying to fit into the round hole because we don't seem to fit anywhere. But what I have learned is being different is very freeing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's okay to be different. And we need to embrace each other's differences to be able to, I don't know, learn from each other and work together. You know, there's just so many things we've been gifted with. We've been created to be different. There's not one single one of us with the exact DNA.
Exactly.
Not one. And so that is what I think is really important here. And paramount for all of us to really embrace is let's embrace our differences and let's see how we can learn from each other, how we can work from each other and play from each other and just become. And that sounds so simplistic. I know. And I'm putting it out there and people
well, no,
are probably
but
like,
I think celebrate it.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, celebrate it because I think a lot of what we talk about, sometimes we talk on the show and we talk, you know, just kind of brass tacks. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there's this overall philosophy that I think I just want to put out there. There is a different perspective. If you celebrate differences and those who live life with differences, it's an entire different mindset and a way of looking at it. It's looking at it from a strength-based perspective. But also the other piece of this is truly, when you look at the definitions of the word special, wanting access or wanting to simply be treated to walk in a door or to just be to have the freedom to parent in no way, shape, or form makes you special. And I don't know that there's anything that just because of my son's medical diagnosis that allows me to pin a badge on my shirt that says I am a special mom or a special needs mom because all my kids are special and unique and different.
And
so I love that word. And we're going to go on ahead and we are going to come back in the next segment and go a little bit more in depth in this. And I want to be clear here. If that's how you identify, that's great. That is absolutely, you know, your mindset. But I think sometimes within our community, we have ability to, unfortunately, not give parents choices in how they choose to see themselves. And I think it's important to understand that not everyone identifies in that manner. And not everyone feels that. Not everyone feels the same way. And I think if we're going to be part of a polite company, a polite society, at some point in time, we're going to have to start recognizing these differences among us and celebrating them as well. So we're getting a little deep here on hashtag everyone, talking about hashtag everything. I hope you're following along and we'll be right back. Good Sunday morning to you.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country. Because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568 or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back. This is Keely Rager with Kate Doherty. Hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday morning. We are here. And today we are talking about you're not so special. I think that's a topic you and I have talked about. And I remember one day sitting in your basement saying, Kate, I'm just not that special.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought the same thing.
Well, I do. And I think one of the things that sometimes actually it's interesting because when we were on break, we had been reading several different articles on this particular topic, both people who very strongly identify as special or special needs parents or special self-advocates. And that's one side of the perspective. And then there's another side that says, wait a second here. No, not so special. I'll be honest, that's where Keely and I kind of, we have a tendency to fall.
Absolutely.
And one of the examples, as I was looking at this article, is it used to be, quote unquote, special to send girls to school. It did.
Right.
You know, girls didn't need to be educated. And really, not so long ago within our history, it wasn't, you know, exactly something you really did. And that was, quote unquote, special, except now we would absolutely scoff at that and say, well, no, girls get to be educated.
Equal right along. Opportunity.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is here, like not in all parts of the world, in some parts of the world, you know, girls still are not allowed
Correct.
But there's nothing special or unique about that experience. And I think when we're talking about individuals with disabilities or exceptional abilities or whatever, individuals who live life differently and we can choose to celebrate those differences.
You bet.
Or we can go down some kind of this weird special path where somehow just because of a nature of a medical diagnosis that somehow makes you special. And again, that's just kind of like, it really, and this is a personal perspective here. Like when I hear that whole special needs mom thing, I'm just going to go back to that. Sometimes I see young moms and they're first time moms. And they get this baby who has a medical diagnosis. And sometimes that special path can have really low expectations that go along with it. I always feel like I was lucky in that I had other children before I had, quote unquote, my kid with the confirmed medical diagnosis. Because I'm here to tell you there really isn't anything different in my parenting experience other than that. And so I think that's why it chafes so much for me when I hear people use that term like special, you know, a special needs mom or even a special needs child, because all of my children are special. They are all unique and fabulous. So for me, I really prefer the term that, you know, each of us are different. I mean,
absolutely.
Wonderfully and beautifully made. I mean, for me, that's how I go. And you and I've had that conversation because that's how you identify.
Well, I think in school for so long, we try and dress like our friends, do our hair like our friends, you know, be in the activities our friends are. And we don't embrace the unique differences that God has graced us with. And I think that's so important because, again, we are all created different. Mm-hmm. And we are created that way so that we can each bring something different to the table, if you get what I'm saying.
Well, and it's really interesting. There's a quote out of this article, and it says, the special path lined by well-meaning culture of low expectations and outcomes is too often a sugar-coated path to social and economic marginalization and exclusion and serves to further entrench outdated societal attitudes. And, you know, I think that's when we had State Treasurer Eric Schmidt on, wasn't that what just we were talking about with the whole reason for the ABLE Act?
Absolutely.
Because essentially it used to be if your child was born in that, you know,
you couldn't have a savings account.
You couldn't have a savings account.
Correct.
I mean, like these things are so sometimes
so it was limiting.
We have to be careful with this because I think sometimes before people have the full ability to get their feet under their ground on the ground or to fully begin to actualize and kind of get their feet under
get
them as
groove.
Parents
yep.
or even as teachers or as therapists, you know, if you're suddenly told, well, this is what is going to be. You know, then I can see that's where you could begin to identify. I remember I had a really horrible experience when my child was first born. I'm always grateful that I actually had really amazing doctors and really amazing nurses because I did have one rather horrific person who came in and said, well, you know, your child's going to be lethargic. They're never going to do this. They're never going to do that. You know, And I was just like, oh, my goodness. Well, and if anybody knows my child now, and even if you don't, if you're listening today, lethargic is not even close to the word
that
you would
describe him
in
no.
any way, shape, or form. But I sometimes think, like, what if I would have had that buy-in? What if I would have been like, oh, this is the expectation for my child? And, you know, there's this wonderful article called Einstein Syndrome by Marion Funk. And she talks about what if you're told your child is born and they have Einstein Syndrome and they're going to be an Olympic athlete, they're going to know multiple languages, they're going to do all these amazing things, read, write, at a much younger age than their typical peers, and you would expose them to absolutely everything, and you would go everywhere with them, you'd get them tutors, you'd do these things. But then when you go to children often who are born with a medical diagnosis, oh, your child's going to have, you know, you're a special needs mom, you know, there are challenges and struggles that go with this, and somebody instantly is telling you an expectation level for your child.
Well, and what I found, think about this, Kate, and I know you have too, the level of expectations, that's where we're going to rise to. If someone tells me, here's what I am expecting you to do, I'm going to do that. And I have found that with my kids. I have found that with individuals I've worked with, typical or not typical. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are all driven to rise to the bar that we set. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that makes a valid point of why are we setting the bar low for anyone?
Well, and I think we have to be careful. That for me, that's the danger within that special. If somehow you're suddenly special, and we have it, and it's just a label that we attach to ourselves. What have I done? Have I parented my child? Have I done everything to the best of my ability to ensure that they have the medical, educational, or suddenly am I somehow buying into this? Well, I'm a special needs, you know, it just is what it is. You know, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be struggles, there's going to be, well, congratulations, people. There's going to be challenges, there's going to be struggles. There's nothing special about that. Every single person out there listening today has had challenges and struggles. They've had joys. They've had good things happen to them. They've had bad things happen to them. Welcome to the world of life. And so for me, each of those struggles may be different, Keely.
Absolutely. School of hard knocks.
Yeah, but I don't know necessarily that qualifies them as special. And like I said, people, it's kind of a little bit of a rant and a philosophy this morning, but we have to be careful. And irregardless of what we're talking about, when we apply these labels to people or individuals and we prescribe a certain philosophy along with those, sometimes, unfortunately, I think we begin to read our own press. And when we and then we develop a buy-in that is not always healthy and can really be detrimental to kiddos. I mean, Keely, you're passionate about helping people have a voice. I'm passionate about helping people have a voice. And the world of alternate augmentative communication can prescribe so many individuals that ability to communicate with their peers and with their community. And yet very often I'll hear someone say, well, I was just told my daughter would never be able to speak. Well, maybe they are not able to speak utilizing the physical structure of their own mouths, but that does not mean they have an inability to communicate.
Well, we're just lucky. We live in a day and age of technology, and there are so many things out there for individuals right now. And I think that we need to reach out, listen to this show, because we're going to bring you some really good resources, and not settle for anything less. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything, and we'll be right back.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag Every Child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com, or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag Every Child.
Calling all self-advocates, family members, and professionals who are interested in applying for Downcountry scholarships. Go to upatdowncountry.com for more information and to obtain a scholarship application. Still have questions? Call 217-617-3568, and Kate Doherty will guide you through the process. Don't delay. This is an amazing opportunity to gain access to national and international conferences to further your knowledge and receive CEUs. Visit upatdowncountry.com today.
Saturday, October 28th, the Mount Olivet Methodist Church in Taylor, Missouri is having their annual Lord's Acre Sale. At 11 a.m., we serve all the turkey and trimmings a person could ask for, plus dessert for a Goodwill offering. Starting promptly at 12:30 is our auction that has many homemade items, including crafts, pictures, jewelry, and food. Please plan on attending.
Welcome back. It's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. And ladies and gentlemen, we're probably a little bit all over the roadmap today, but you know what? It's something we're really passionate about, this the subject of special. And, you know, again, going back to, I'm literally looking at an article as we're on the show today, and it's about something, it says, it often polarizes the community of parents of children with disability and indeed the wider community. And, you know, I think that's my biggest beef, Keely, with this whole quote-unquote special thing, is that somehow it creates this barrier between you and me. So, for example, my son has a quote-unquote confirmable birth medical diagnoses. And so it's like somehow some people buy in that there's some kind of a wall so that my experience can't be shared with you who, quote-unquote, you don't have a child with a confirmed birth diagnosis. And that's just ridiculousness. And that's why I don't like that special.
Oh, I agree. And I think it also puts up a wall of, and this is where Kate and I were kind of talking over the break, is I said, you know, I feel like sometimes people look at me and say, Keely, how can you have that perspective? How can you have that philosophy? Because you don't have children with, again, quote unquote, a disability. However, I can identify. I'm passionate about this. I want all of us.
Well, are you passionate about children? Are you passionate about a community? Are you passionate about everybody?
You do not have to separate or segregate. We are all human beings, and as human beings, we need to all learn to live, work, play together in our communities and be a part of that thing.
Yeah, and I think it's a fundamental belief philosophy for me. And again, you know, if you're someone out there listening today and maybe we're making you mad with this conversation, and I hope we aren't making you mad, but I hope perhaps we're bringing to light that not everyone feels exactly that same way. Because do I feel that all of my children are a gift? Yes. Does Keely feel that all of her kids are a gift?
Absolutely.
Yes. Do we believe that all people have differences? Well, I certainly hope so, because it would be a boring world if we were all exactly the same. And yet somehow we seem to be living in a time where either we want to label and place people in their little boxes.
I hate those labels, by the way.
Well, it's across the board. I mean, you can go Republican, Democrat, black, white, green, yellow, disabled, special needs, not special needs. And yet somehow it's limiting, because when we do that, we're simply saying, I have no way of seeing your point of view. Don't even talk to me. And that's erroneous.
It
and
would
it's
be
harmful.
Like saying, I can't be friends with you.
Exactly.
Because our kids are different, or our lives are different. No, that is not it at all. I want to be friends with anyone who wants to be my friend.
Exactly.
And
after the show, we may need a few.
That's right. That's right.
But I really want people, especially, you know what? Especially if you're out there today and you're listening and you only identify as a, quote, special needs parent. I hope you're listening today, and I hope you understand that there are people out there who want to be friends with you because you're Billy and Susie and Bobby, and not because you have to self-segregate, because it limits your life experience as well.
I think our passion, Kate, overall, if I were to kind of wrap it up with a little bow, is what we really want to do here on this show is tear down the barriers, not build them up. And that's really what this whole discussion is about, is tearing down those walls and allowing us to step across that line and just get to know one another. I think that's the biggest piece.
Well, yeah, and I think listen to each other. You know what I mean? Like, very often I'll hear somebody say, like, oh, well, actually, some of our best board members on our board, quote unquote, don't have any experience within the quote unquote disability community. You know, they'll say, you know, like, I don't do it professionally. I don't do it, you know, I just just want to help, you know, because I believe in this. And they're some of the best board members we have because they have a philosophy and a mindset. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, sometimes what I see when I go out and about is if we don't find those common grounds, it becomes combative. And we aren't, we're only seeing it from our perspective or our box. And very often that box is one that society has assigned or else we've assigned ourselves based on bad information.
Mm-hmm.
And that somehow Keely and I couldn't be friends because we don't share the same life experiences. Well, congratulations. I don't share the same life experiences with the vast majority of my friends.
Most people don't share my experiences.
I mean,
and that's okay. That's the way we're made to be. Life would be boring. I enjoy all of my friends, and I have more than just you, Catherine. Mm-hmm. And I say Catherine. I've known her since she was itty-bitty. But Kate and I have been friends forever, and so I have other friends that
and
maybe...
And isn't that special?
The church lady. But I think, you know, that's the whole point, is we are all different. We need to embrace our differences. We need to fill needs when we see them, whether you're filling my need or I'm filling yours, and come together as a human population in peace. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing, is we are all looking for a little bit of peace in our life and a little bit of joy. And we hope that just us having this conversation will allow anyone who maybe identifies differently than what we're speaking about today to consider.
Just consider.
Just consider a different perspective. And step out of that box, because I find the box very confining. And I do like being free to be friends with and know and speak to people of all different walks of life.
Absolutely.
And they have definitely enhanced my life, enhanced my perspective on life, and allowed me to love in a greater capacity.
Mm-hmm. Now that is special. that is special, but that's a gift, you know, that truly is. And I hope that this segment, I think we're going to title it Not So Special, but Exceptionally, Wonderfully, and Beautifully Different, is what you'll walk away with this, and celebrate those differences, because you are new, unique, and you are wonderfully and beautifully made. And you know what? This has been hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. We still are accepting iHeart artwork submissions that you can submit.
You can go to scholarships.
And iLearn scholarships. And we are excited and delighted. Oh, and we will have a play day coming up. So make sure you go to the website to find out when that will be. And that's at upatdowncountry.com. And if you have questions, or if you want to talk to either one of us about this broadcast, we'd be delighted to talk, have lunch, and meet with you, so we can either share our similarities or celebrate our differences. And you don't have to agree with the show.
Absolutely not. And Kate, how would someone get in touch with us if they wanted to maybe ask some questions?
I think just the best way would be to email info@upatdowncountry.com. And again, email info@upatdowncountry.com. And you know what? If you're a mom or a dad or a grandparent or someone out there and you don't feel all that quote unquote special, congratulations, and please feel free to give us a shout and an email, because we're delighted that you are not so special too. So anyway, God bless. Have a blessed Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
Every day, don't you know I find, lose your dreams, lose your mind. Got to carry on, I goes on.
Yeah. I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up@downcountry.com. Up@downcountry.com, or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568. Or visit Down Country on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.